Next up from Section 9, Kim Chaudhry from De Pere. And how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Talk about your background at De Pere.
Well, I was born and raised in De Pere, Wisconsin, suburb city of Green Bay, 20,000 people. Never really realized that my parents, who worked in a canning company, were involved in agriculture until I was in high school. So for me, it was never something I really knew that I grew up with. But as I got into high school and started taking ag classes, I realized, wow, my parents have been, you know, working in agriculture all my life. So
what prompted you to take ag classes going in?
I actually just really loved animals, so I took a small animal care class my freshman year and a horse science class the second semester of my freshman year, and I really liked them, so I just kept taking more classes.
So do you have animals now?
Dogs and cats.
That's it? No horses yet, huh?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, really?
Middle of the city, nowhere to keep them, so, and my dad wasn't a big fan.
Therein lies the problem, huh? So how did you get involved in the FFA side of things?
Actually, it started my second semester of my freshman year. My ag advisor had come up to me and said, hey, Kim, do you want to do a horse judging event? And I thought, wow, this is the third week of this class. I'm definitely not qualified to go out and judge some kids with their horses. And then I didn't realize that it was a career development event, and I was actually just competing against other teams judging horses. So I did that, and I had a great time. So I started doing other things with the FFA starting my sophomore year, going to sectional leadership workshops and national convention, and I just had a great time.
What was your first impression of national convention?
That it was amazing to see 50,000 people in blue corduroy jackets, the same as mine, and just how interested and how much they really loved agriculture and FFA, and all the things that they had done and the places they had gone were just amazing to hear.
Now, how do you get that young student to that national convention to see that inspiration?
I think just talking to them and getting them interested and saying, hey, have you ever been, you know, to Indianapolis, Indiana? Well, no. Do you want to go? Making them realize that there are opportunities to travel places like that and get to see things that you've never seen. You know, a lot of people have never traveled outside of their home area at that age or outside of Wisconsin, and to get them to go somewhere they've never been for a couple of days just to have fun and go to convention or workshops or go on farm tours, things like that, it's really cool.
Has there ever been a state officer from De Pere?
Not that I'm aware of, but it's definitely something that I want to look into starting this year, because I've thought about it, but I've never heard of one.
So what does that mean to the chapter, if you are, in fact, the first ever?
I guess it's a pretty big deal for them. It'll be a big learning experience for me and my advisor and the rest of my chapter, but my little sister's actually the president this year, so she's super excited for it.
So she'll tell you where to go.
Oh, yeah. She always does.
So you're in school right now? Or?
I am currently, well, starting this fall, I will be a junior at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, majoring in agricultural education and minoring in biology education.
Double certified, is that what the goal is then?
Yep.
And that really is the upcoming thing, isn't it?
Definitely. It's becoming more and more popular, and it's a really nice alternative if there aren't a lot of jobs open in agricultural education. You get your foot in the door teaching, you get more experience, and then it makes you, you know, look a lot better as you're still trying to apply for those jobs.
And smaller schools are looking for more of the dual certified as well. All right, your goal is a state officer.
Definitely to get high school administrators more involved in FFA. One of my things that I've been thinking about more this year is maybe eventually going into administration after I've been teaching 15 or 20 years, just because I think it's really important for them to be aware of what FFA does for students and how agriculture affects our everyday lives. So getting to talk to them more and make them realize not only how important the agriculture industry is, but how important everything they do is for our FFA members is something I'd really like to do.
From an administration standpoint, a lot of these administrators are facing some pretty tough budget situations right now, and sometimes that ag program gets put on the chopping block. How do you convince that administrator and that school board this is a program that needs to be continued?
I guess by talking to them about my experiences is something that will really help. You know, how FFA has made me become a better leader in ways that no other experience I had in high school. And I was involved in a lot of organizations, but nothing affected my life, gave me the confidence and the passion to do something and go to college that FFA did. And it's just such an amazing experience that impacts so many people because, as we've said, there's something in FFA for absolutely everyone, no matter what your interests are.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and that is Kim Chaudhry with the De Pere FFA representing Section 9.